Welcome, campers, to Camp Blood.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm John.
And welcome to our annual spooky special, Camp Blood, a Friday the 13th retrospective. This week, we're reviewing Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X. As always, John will give us the plot in five words, we'll give our first thoughts, and then we go to a deep spoiler analysis.
So I'm going to be upfront with you, and I heard you say Cat Blood for the first time, and that is the series that I want to review, not Camp Blood.
Did I say Cat Blood?
No, you said, I'm pretty sure you said Camp Blood, but now I want to know about Cat Blood. What is this horror series we need to review?
You just, people find out that if you drink cat blood, you become younger, but it makes you shit in boxes. So,
well, I'm already halfway there. So would cat blood be like sleepwalkers, right? Because those are technically cat people, right?
People under the stairs.
People under the stairs, yeah. Which I recently tried to... I was watching.
Mm-hmm. On purpose?
I didn't get to finish it.
No. Yeah. No, fair.
I like that movie. It's weird. It's just a weird movie.
Yeah,
but I like it.
Yeah, I had a very fun morning. I decided to watch First Reformed. So that's my headspace.
All right. Let's talk about these. We're at the end of it.
Yes, and if you want to hear any other past episodes from our retrospective as it nears its end, make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. John, we are in the New Line era, and it goes straight to hell. Do you want to give us the...
It sure does.
Do you want to give us the plot in five words?
Johnny.
Five words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
For Jason Goes to Hell, coming in at number three, New Line, reinventing the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing. Coming in at number two for Jason Goes to Hell... Jason won't go to hell. And coming in at number one, Jason has identity crisis.
Yes.
Oh, has little identity crisis.
Right. Little squiggly snake-like identity crisis. Sperm-like identity crisis. Okay. Jason Goes to Hell. The first entry after Paramount pretty much was like wiped. Cleaned their hands of the series and was done making money. They decided to, what's his name? Cunningham. Was it Bob Cunningham? Decided to finally take the series and kind of produce another one. And New Line Cinema bought the rights. And this sort of starts the era where we don't get the Friday the 13th moniker anymore. It's more just the character. So Jason Goes to Hell. Jason X.
Jason Goes to Hell.
Freddy versus Jason. So, and he decided, they decided to handpick a 21-year-old director and who was best friends with the producer's son. So we know this is going to be a good one. Let me pull up his name.
Adam Marcus.
Adam Marcus.
Which he, surprise, surprise, has never done something good.
Fair.
But now that he is a part of this series, you know, he gets called to talk about his experience on the movie. And it's like, man, I don't know if anybody gives a shit about you.
So there was a bit of a lull, right? Because the last one was met 88. Jason Goes to Manhattan was 88. So this was 93. And I'll say this before we get to the... I didn't like this movie, and I don't think you liked it either. But I will say I kind of like the first sequence in this movie, only because it sort of plays with your expectations, because we kind of get, like, the girl driving up to a cabin, and then she's having, like, the light goes out, she's going to take a shower, and we think it's that classic, like, Jason's going to come in and kill her. He does, but they kind of twist it to where it's actually a setup.
Well, it's funny because, yeah, she starts running and I was like, why the fuck is this chick running like she's an Olympian?
Yeah.
And she was like jumping over hurdles, like somersaulting over things. I'm like, what?
Right. And then like these huge lights turn on and it's clearly a trap that the military government agency,
et cetera,
eventually trap him and just shoot him. And surprisingly, this is a different looking Jason than our last one we saw. This one's a much like bulkier, more like he just looks like a bad Bane from Batman and Robin. Just kind of.
I think that's probably all because it has been quite a while, and I think Kane Hodder just worked out in between a lot.
And that's true, but I also feel like there's like extra padding. The look. This new look for Jason just, and he kind of carries over into the next movie too. It just didn't work for me. It kind of misses that classic, simplistic, you know, hockey mask, you know, and we don't, you know, him having the hockey mask and just like simple, I don't know, like mechanic clothing or whatever, right? Like a jacket or something.
Yeah.
So, and then the real movie starts and boy, this one was off. The rails.
Boy, was it fucking dumb.
They just, yeah.
Let's introduce a bunch of characters, and we're going to cut out all the scenes we shot that have any backstory, and then you guys figure it out.
Yeah, it's a decent Invasion of the Body Snatcher movie, in my opinion. Like, if they're riffing on the idea of that, but it doesn't...
I feel like it's like if Sci-Fi Channel made a version of that, sure.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's very corny. Like, the makeup is so corny. Like, every time you... Because this is Jason possessing bodies.
Which is...
Because he's a little Jason worm or whatever the fuck he is.
This is the new wrinkle in the lore that he's like this spirit that is able to jump to body to body to body now.
And I guess this is a bit of a spoiler. I don't know. He looks kind of like a xenomorph baby.
Right, yeah.
Like just a little sluggy with a head and I don't know.
Yeah, so instead of, you know, Jason Voorhees dead zombie guy, he's now this little slug creature that everyone's trying to, that apparently that, you know, none of that makes sense. The plot doesn't make sense. The all the new lore that they've added is dumb, you know, in my opinion. It's just really stupid because now Jason like has a sister, right? And there's like too much like interpersonal drama where she has a daughter that Jason is trying to like possess the baby of the daughter of his sister or some shit. I don't know. It's like plot wise. That's about as much as I can get from that. And then we have another weird introduction to the character. We just have like this bounty hunter character who just like knows everything about Jason, knows all about this weird new lore,
which apparently they cut out all the sequences where he previously had been attacked. I think there was more to that intro, that cold open where he had been attacked but he survived, and then he became like just like hellbent on like becoming a Jason bounty hunter.
Which doesn't work. I mean,
it doesn't work. It's stupid.
I don't know. There's Leslie Jordan's in this movie. He's fun.
Yeah, he's fun. He's great. He's probably the only thing I liked about the movie, to be honest.
You know, up until they burn his face with hot grease. But that's about things.
Oh, and then he also has some like really fucking off color dialogue. Doesn't he have like, right, he says something that's really pedocentric. Doesn't he say something fucked up? Like, I'm trying to remember, he had a real fucked up line that was like really gross. I don't know. I'm not gonna remember. I'm also not gonna lie, we did take a week off.
Right.
And we could have gone back and rewatched these movies, but we didn't for a very good reason. So I'm sorry if you thought we took a week off because we really, really wanted to talk about these movies.
Yeah. It was, I just think that like, I don't know, just the, and then you had like, so immediately we think like, oh, it's Jason's sister is going to be like the sort of catalyst for this plot, but she kind of gets like immediately sidetracked. And then we kind of start focusing on this other guy. that we don't know why they're friends with Jason's sister, but they're friends. And then this is the guy that picks up those campers, those very young, horny campers, and then they go into the woods. He, for some reason, is headed in that direction, right? I don't remember. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't remember any of the context of this, why this was.
I just happened to be going to this remote area, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And
should I give a taste of the dialogue?
Please.
So Leslie Jordan plays a character named Cretan Duke, right? And this character named Robert Campbell says, I'm going to say a couple of words to you, and I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind. And Leslie Jordan says, okay. The other guy says, Jason Voorhees. And Leslie Jordan says, that makes me think of a little girl in a pink dress sticking a hot dog through a donut.
Right. But it wasn't Leslie Jordan that said that. It was Stephen Williams. He played Cretan Duke, the bounty hunter.
Oh, that was Duke. You're right. Well, that doesn't help.
That's still like one of the most iconic, terrible lines in any movie imaginable.
I realized when I was watching this movie, like, man, I know I've seen this movie. I don't remember any of it. And now I kind of, even though I just watched it, I kind of don't remember any of it again.
Unfortunately, I did buy it, so.
Oh, no.
I own it.
Well, I did buy the other one just because David Cronenberg's in it.
I rented the other one because I was like, this Jason Goes to Hell movie is so bad. I'm not buying the next one. So I rented it, even though it was only like a $4 difference between buying it and renting it. I was like, bah.
Yeah.
I won't revisit either one of these movies. So
clearly neither will I, because I'm pretending I know what character plays who. And I'm like, I don't remember anybody's names.
I mean, they're pretty forgettable characters. The only kind of cool thing was the camper that I remember is the camper's death, where like the campers are like in a tent having sex, and during it or like post sex, Jason like puts a knife through her and like cuts her in half. So that was a cool sequence.
Yeah,
that kind of worked.
Yeah, it makes it worth watching the whole movie for it, right?
Maybe just that clip. Everything's clipped.
The internet.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. And then the only other thing I'll say before we get into spoilers, because this is going to be a very short episode, is they introduce like where Jason grew up, and they go to his house, and on the mailbox, Voorhees' name is misspelled. It's one O instead of two. Yeah. So good thing they got a nice close up of that, a little rack close up to that side. Because, boy, do you want to go into spoilers?
Sure. What is there to spoil?
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers!
He decides, well, the baby he can't possess, but then there's some stupid line like, hey, just question, does Jason have to possess a living relative? Mm-hmm. And that was just like, then Jason had all the time in the world to go and dig up a fucking body, but okay.
Mm. Well, he comes back because like he switched bodies, right? Because like at some point he's the guy that we meet that's doing the autopsy.
Yeah.
And then at some point he switches over to the sort of asshole boyfriend who's doing like the hard copy type TV show or some shit. Then he kind of says that line where like, does he have to be alive?
Because they kill the girl that we think is going to be the final girl,
right? Mm-hmm.
And because she's Jason's
sister.
Sister.
And his little
trying to understand this one, by the way. Like,
yeah,
I was like, definitely not his daughter. That doesn't make any sense. Anyway,
yeah.
So his sister dies, but his sister's baby's still alive, and they were able to get the baby away from him. They're like, does it have to be a living relative? He possesses a sister and then comes back as full on Jason. Like, the body didn't matter. You just needed to...
another Voorhees.
I guess. That's what I'm saying. Like, why didn't he spend that time just going to dig up a body? Could have been back like 6 hours ago.
I don't know how other Voorhees were there, right? It's very unclear. Well,
he knows exactly where his mom's at.
True.
Keeping her around.
That's true. And but they have that awful sequence where like the little snake creature goes up her skirt, presumably through her privates. is that fair to say? That incestuous moment in this rather silly movie.
Yeah, something, I guess.
And then he jumps out, is like, oh, I'm Jason, I'm back.
Just to get stabbed by a special dagger or whatever the fuck.
Whatever the hell lore bullshit. Yeah, they've added.
Yeah. I was like, all right.
Cool.
At that point, I was just like, please let this movie fucking end.
We get in this home, we get a little nod to the Necronomicon, right? People dead, everybody.
Oh, that's right.
We get.
I wasn't excited about that. I got pissed off and kind of stopped paying attention to the movie.
Well, it's canon now. So. Yeah.
I did know that was canon just because I did have a handful of those comics where it was Jason versus Ash versus
whoever.
There was always like somebody. Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah. Because technically, I guess Jason's a deadite.
Oh, fair. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Even though he's like the least goofy deadite on Earth.
I think it was just like a fun acknowledgement to like Sam Raimi and those movies. Like, oh, look.
Yeah. So. But then they made it canon in the comics that were like supposed to be from New Line and all that.
Right. Yeah.
It's dumb. Anyway.
Yeah. This movie's very, very stupid. And then we get that last sequence where like we see Freddy's claw come out of the ground and take Jason's mask and we get the little laugh or whatever. So they were already wanting to do a Freddy versus Jason movie back in 93, but they just, I want to say they wanted to do it even further back, but Paramount and New Line never agreed on anything, you know, so they weren't able to agree on anything. So when finally the rights were sold, that's the first thing they wanted to do, Freddy versus Jason. But still, we wouldn't technically get this movie for like another 10 years.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the thing people most fondly remember is like the Freddy Claw, the Necronomicon, stuff like that. Those things are just there for fan service, you know, just to kind of be like, hey, look, you're a fan of these other things too, right? Hey, we got them in our movie as well. Stupid. So
come to the movie theater, suckers. It's not you can't, it's not like you can watch this at home at any moment you want, because you couldn't back then.
Buy our merch, losers. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, pretty awful movie.
Which leads us to a movie which is great in comparison. In comparison.
Real quick before we move on to the next one, John, how many six spooky bones do you want to give Jason Goes to Hell?
How many six spooky bones will you give it? Six bones.
Just rate the movie. Oh, this shit gets one sexy spooky bone. Every time I thought I had seen the worst Friday the 13th or Jason movie, and now those movies, I'm like, those are actually fun. Why was I so hard on them?
No, they were pretty bad.
They were pretty bad, but like I feel like I do this every series where we finally get to the last one. I'm like, why did I talk so much shit about the other one? It was fine. It was a Jason movie.
Like I said, I still want to write down all of the Jason movies, Friday 13th movies, all the Nightmare movies, all the Halloween movies, and just compare and contrast like how many actually I enjoyed or liked versus and hated, and just see which one I like the least.
It's like, I think right now when it comes to the series we've reviewed, it's like the Halloween series, I think, is, I guess it's a really strong contender. Like Final Destination is definitely up there.
Not even a question, but I'm saying like out of the three iconic 80s,
God, it's tough. Horror movie. Probably lean more towards. Oh, that's tough. Here's the thing. I love Halloween 3.
Yeah,
you know, it's like tough to like.
I'm neutral.
But if we're going on like, hey, it needs to be the iconic character that came from the series, I'm gonna go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street gets pretty bad pretty quick.
Yeah, but at least like Robert Englund stays the same person, and it gets like goofy and like, all right, that's good.
I know we're totally sidetracked here, but like Halloween, let's see. First movie was great. Second movie was not great. It was okay, right? Okay, to bad. Yeah. Third movie is nothing to do with Halloween.
I love it, but yeah, it has nothing to do with. I mean, it actually has more to do with Halloween than the second movie, which was the day after Halloween, right?
Yeah, literally hours later or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, the fourth one was I liked because it was Return, right, of Michael Myers. Okay.
Yeah.
But then we get Curse and Revenge.
Which Curse is the one I liked, right?
Curse is the one you like, one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, no. The fifth one. Curse is the one with Paul Rudd, yeah. I think.
Oh.
You liked Revenge.
That movie sucked.
You like Revenge. Yeah. Revenge of Michael Myers.
Which don't get me wrong. It is a bad movie, but I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, fun with the silliness of it. Yeah. I liked Return because I liked the idea of setting up his niece as the new killer, which of course they never follow through with. So, but then it returns back to H2O, which was pretty good. Not a horror movie, though. Pretty good, though.
Yeah. No, that one was not bad at all. I actually enjoyed that one.
Mm.
And then the following one, I was like, that was fucking dumb.
Yeah, that was totally pointless.
They reduced Jamie Lee to being just a mentally incapable or like mentally unsound person. Yeah.
But I think the new trilogy, the last trilogy that he did was probably going to be considered. I think it's going to be one of those movies that of its time wasn't particularly liked, but I think over time people are going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
As of now, it's definitive as opposed to the Rob Zombie stuff, which I didn't like.
Which I didn't like either. And I'm nothing against Rob Zombie. He was trying something. It just did not work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nor John Carpenter. So
I would say these movies, I want to say, maybe it's recency bias, but I would say Friday the 13th, the first eight movies, a lot of them are really bad, but there's something kind of charming about them. I don't even know if that's the correct word to describe the movies. I found them to be bearable. I mean, they're bad. They're not well made, but there's still something kind of like, it's like watching a poor B movie and still getting things out of it. You know, is that?
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. I felt like I got more out of that, more out of the first like 6-7 movies of Friday the 13th than I did the previous. Like, there's too many ups and downs with Halloween, and I think when Nightmare on Elm Street was bad, it was really bad. It was just unwatchable.
But it was like really good for like the first basically four movies.
Go ahead.
Okay for the fifth one, because I thought the Dream Warrior stuff was really cool.
It's just the last sixth one, but Freddy's Dead is bad, really bad.
That was fucking terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't particularly love the fifth one either, but you really enjoyed that one.
I did like that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked too much about other franchises. I'm also going to give it one. Yeah. Alrighty. Let's move over to our next movie, Jason X.
Coming soon.
He is an unstoppable killing machine.
What the hell is going on?
Jason Voorhees!
Guys, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back.
Uh-oh.
He's been modified.
Oh, you think?
You guys might want to run.
Jason X.
I don't think he's out there.
Why don't you stick your head out and have a peek?
Rated R, coming soon.
John, do you want to give us the plot in five words?
Johnny.
Five words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
So Jason X, coming in at number 3. High school memory has been unlocked. Because I think this is the first Jason movie I saw. I think you as well, right? In theaters.
In theaters, yeah.
Yeah. Coming in at number 2 for Jason X, Jason has become real space case.
Very good.
And coming in at number 1 for Jason X, I bought this for Cronenberg.
Fair. Skeleton Boy favorite, David Cronenberg. I took notes and I got about half a page. So, not a fan of this movie. So, do you want to just quickly talk about how like your why you like it?
I liked it because it was a little bit back to form, back to the silliness, goofiness. Mm-hmm. Very formulaic Jason movie. Like, it's almost like this movie was tongue-in-cheek the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought pretty funny. It is painfully 2000s.
Mm.
Like their idea of like, this is futuristic clothing. I'm like, I don't know, looks like you just rehashing hackers from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Like it was fun when it was fun, and then it was hard to watch when it was hard to watch. It kind of felt like a sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a sci-fi movie. I mean, sci-fi channel movie.
Right. You enjoyed the more campier moments in the series.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Hey. Sorry, excuse me. My son barks. He's not human. And it seems my partner has come home. A podcast in my living room. But yeah, I enjoyed the goofy sort of campy.
Yeah.
The references to previous movies, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
I have kind of, my appreciation for this movie has waned over the years. I am not really that big of a fan of it. I think it's almost for the same reasons you like it, I kind of dislike it. So,
is this because now that you're older and you see the movie Jason X, you're just super upset it's not a porn?
It's not Static X? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's probably on the soundtrack? 100%. 100%.
God, I need it. Check now, but yeah.
yeah, I mean, this is the few notes I do have. Hockey is banned in 2024.
Oh, that's right.
Very good detail. Kornberg runs, this part I did like. Kornberg runs a secret military base. That's always fun. Too bad he dies in the first like 2 minutes of the movie. And the other thing about this movie is that it was shot in Canada. You have Canadian actors, you have a Canadian director. And it's definitely rehashed a lot of the sets from, you know, TV series, sci-fi TV series like Andromeda, Battlestar Galactica, you know. It's yeah. And what I just think,
including what's her name,
the actress is in one of those shows, or was in one of those shows at the time.
Lisa Ryder, yeah.
I just think the movie along with the sets, it just looks cheap and ugly. Like, there's like no like continuity between the ships, because there's all these ships in space and they're out there and all the different like spaceships they're in. One room to the other, none of it looks the same. It's all different designed.
Yeah, I could not figure out the layout of the ship.
Exactly. Yeah, like there's just no. It's because it's just, they're basically just recycling sets. They're basically just like, okay, we can shoot here. Let's shoot this. We need a set for this. We need a set for that. I think kind of like, again, I think there is one really great death scene in this movie, and it's one of the first ones when he gets, brought back, is the one where the blonde, the only blonde in this character, as this series is known for its blondes, the only blonde scientist, quote unquote, or teacher, I'm not sure, student, I don't know. Because I think there's a detail here that like, this is a school, right? Or something.
Yes. Most of these people are students.
Yeah, to kind of play with that, like they're teenagers still, I guess, is the concept idea.
Oh, one of my other gripes, though, I think we've casually talked about, is how he does this in other movies, kind of, but man, is he like a master at fucking hiding in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he disappears and reappears.
Open, like, he like switches places with the guard that's trying to like cover his head with his jacket, and he kills the guard and they take off the thing, and then he pops out of nowhere to kill people. I'm like, how do you not hear this lumbering behemoth of a guy?
And I don't know. It's just like that death scene is when she like puts her head in whatever the cryo thing or whatever, and it freezes, and then like just because he's girl, he slams her face into the ground and it shatters into pieces. So that was a cool death scene. And for me, that was like honestly the highlight of the movie. I didn't particularly like the sort of silly tongue-in-cheek jokes in this series. To me, they just didn't work this time. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty funny when he's like, oh, I gave him back his machete. I think he's better now. And then
things like that were funny.
Yeah, he proceeds to kill him and stuff.
So did you see the little connection, probably how Cronenberg got on this movie?
Because he's...
Jason Isaac did the special effects for Extends.
Oh.
So he probably phoned in a favor.
That's fair.
Which I'm sure Cronenberg would have been excited to be a part of the Jason lore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Let's see. Yep. Oh, there are too many brunettes in this movie. I could not tell anybody apart.
Yeah, dude. I couldn't tell anybody apart except for that weird, goofy kid that gets killed like three fucking times.
Right.
I did like the what was his name? The sergeant, or what was he?
Yeah, he was like this
Sergeant Brodsky. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, he's is super militant. He's the leader of the task, their whatever people that were supposed to protect the ship. And he goes out there and Jason basically fucking kills everybody because, again, he's good at hiding. And and he gets stabbed from behind and he's like, it's going to take more than a little poke to in the ribs to kill this old, whatever he calls himself, like old man, old whatever. And Jason stabs him again from behind. And he goes, yep, that should do it.
Yeah.
But then he comes back. He's able to survive and gets healed by the... They have nanobots in this movie to heal people.
Yeah.
Because one of the guys gets split in half after slightly thawing Jason. And Jason just kind of flops forward with his machete and slices his arm off.
Mm-hmm.
Which would lead into a spoiler later, but it's not like you couldn't see it coming, right? I think the only memorable character actually is probably the Sergeant Brodsky. I guess we should mention they purposely brought back Jason,
mm-hmm.
or they were thinking about it, right? But then he just thought because he has regenerative abilities, that's why Cronenberg wanted him. But the other girl, the main final girl, I guess, who got frozen back in the year 2024 or five or whatever. Mm-hmm. Such a long time ago. I'm just kidding. That's the current year. She would have died if she hadn't gotten frozen too. And they're able to bring her back. And for whatever reason, she's like totally cool with being on a spaceship.
Yeah.
She's real nonchalant about everything.
Yeah.
Acting. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Just a lot of stuff happened. Do you want to go to spoilers so you can talk about the ending?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Let's go to spoilers.
Wait! No, no, no. Stop. Stop. Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers.
So our main robot chick, which I remember when I watched this in theaters, for some reason, I didn't catch that she was like a robot. So I thought it was fun that she turned into like a killing machine and fucks Jason up. But Jason flops on top of the what they thought was broken nanobot machine, which I don't know why nobody thought to just pull the body away.
Well, he becomes Uber Jason because of Uber driver.
He's essentially what Kevin Nash is in Ninja Turtles 2.
Right, yeah.
That's what, I mean, they can't beat him. They're just running away and they try to trick him in the simulation room and he's beating naked women in sleeping bags within the sleeping bag, hitting the other sleeping bag with it, which is a nod to one of the deaths in one of the movies.
Yeah, that scene was pretty fun because you have that, what would you call that? Like a virtual reality simulation room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cerebro, what does X-Men call it?
Yeah, I was
Danger
gonna say,
Room.
Danger
yeah.
Room.
sequence where they trick him to think that like he's back on Camp Crystal Lake and that there's two horny women that want to have premarital sex and drink and do drugs. And so he immediately murders them.
Better kill you. Which, now that we've seen the entire series, isn't like something he cares about. He just
doesn't
kills
care
whoever.
About
him.
Yeah.
But New Line really tried to force a lot of lore in like two movies.
I guess at that point it had that reputation or that adage of Jason only kills promiscuous. He's sort of a righteous weapon, meaning like, if any characters would have sex, they would be murdered, which is after watching it now, it does happen a lot, but it's because of like poor writing and it's because they, I don't know what to do with these characters. We're just going to have them have sex and do drugs and then they're going to get murdered. It's just very like,
yeah,
just what is the easiest thing we can do? And that's why I think that people like lashed onto that idea. It's be that Jason was like killing all of these kids and it really wasn't. Which is kind of what they're poking fun at this point in the sequence. But that's only like a minor distraction before he goes and starts killing the rest of the people.
Or they're trying to, yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to attack the ship. They're able to get away and then he almost gets back into that ship. Mm-hmm. But Sergeant Brodsky saves the day by space hurtling him into the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm. And we get that. That's not Earth. It's Earth 2 or something, right? New Earth. And
which has a crystal lake of its own somehow.
Yeah. He's,
I mean, something like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like this sequence either where it's like they land. He lands in a lake and there's like a couple in like the foreground saying like, oh, look, a falling star or whatever. Let's go to it. Yeah. So clearly they're kind of everything is and back to the way it was.
Still have cargo shorts in the very, very, very far future.
That's the true nightmare of the series, cargo shorts.
Which I'm not against cargo pants. Cool.
What about jorts? What was your stance on jorts?
Oh, man, I can't be mad at jorts because once I'm like done with a pair of jeans, I just make them into jorts.
Yeah. All righty. You want to mention anything else before you rate the movie?
Nah, there's something to talk about.
All righty. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it?
Sexy bones.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm going to give Jason X 3 sexy spooky bones.
Surprisingly low. Surprisingly low. I thought you would go higher.
No, it's about on par with the other movies that I didn't really like that were okay.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, I'll give it a 3 as well. And that concludes
this awful series.
Cat Blood, a Friday the 13th retrospective, a series I didn't think we would ever do. We've done it, John.
And somehow this has been the most painful series we've... And that's because I hated the Paranormal Activity series.
I would argue they're just boring. They're just boring movies. They're just boring movies. These are just like bad movies. These are just like... God.
Like they shit them out as quickly as possible.
They're turning them out just to turn them out, you know, just to make a profit. Feels very for the... There's not a lot of like artistic merit in any of these movies.
And... mini story time before we conclude. Last Sunday, my nephew came over because he likes to play Fortnite at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so excited to show me his new Funko Pop. And I was like, oh, what is it? He's like, oh, it's my new favorite character. When I'm old enough, I'm going to watch all the movies. I'm like, oh, what are you going to say? And because he was excited. He knows I like horror movies. And my brother knows this too. And he's just like, look, it's Jason Voorhees. I'm like, oh, cool. So cool. He's like, I basically know everything about the lore. I'm like, bet you do. It's like, I'm so excited to watch the movies. I'm like, oh no.
Did you immediately?
And I whispered to my,
yeah, go ahead.
I whispered to my brother. I was like, we just reviewed all these movies. God, they're fucking bad, dude.
You didn't.
He just starts laughing. I was like, yeah, geez, bad movies.
He didn't grab him by the arms and be like, don't promise me you'll never watch these movies. Promise me. Yeah, yeah, shake him.
Watch the first one. That's all I got.
That's it. Just pretend there's no other movies. But that about checks. That about checks for all this and every other 80s horror franchise. Just watch the first one and that's it.
Oh, wait. No, I did like the fifth one. The one where Tommy's like insanely aggressive.
Right. Yeah.
Like picking people up and tossing them. I thought that was fucking funny. That was great.
Alrighty. Another Halloween done. Now on to the next Halloween. Halloween never ends here at Skeleton Boys podcast. All right, guys, gals, non-binary pals. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky. Jason's dad is named Elias. Bye.
Mm-hmm.